Hi there, this is John Fadola, your host for Startup World Nation podcast. I'm actually excited to be here today, and I hope you're having a great time wherever you're listening across the 49 nations of the world. You're the reason why we do this. So this will be a very, very brief conversation. The topic for today is the pillars of democracy. The pillars of democracy. So I'm talking about five pillars of democracy. So, namely, one, electricity, two, education, three, economy, four, infrastructure, five, income security. We could also say personal security, or do I put it this? We put it as citizen security, and security as safety. So there are two things I want to talk about now under the last one called security. So I will expound on it shortly. So starting from the first one, which is they are in no particular order. So it's just an idea that came to my mind, and I said, let me share with you guys. Look at every developed nation. The first thing that was probably fixed was education and economy. Or you had economy before even education. So you had the idea of even infrastructure since time began. There's always been all those things. Even there was some idea of electricity. You know, we started with using candles and the lights in the past. But in today's world, these are the pillars of development. And I want to say, I won't use the word just electricity. I think power as a whole, because there are different means to get electricity these days. You could use solar, you could use different things. You know, you could use wind, you could use gas. So then you can use biodiesel, you know. You can use different means to get power these days, to get electricity this day. So I figured that at the crux of every developed economy or developed nation or a first world nation is stable electricity. And I must reiterate this. Stable electricity makes it important for there to be development in terms of having a 24/7 economy. You know, across the world, we know cities that don't sleep. And I can tell you for free, even so many cities in Africa don't sleep, despite the fact that they didn't have 24/7 economy. Those that work around the clock, they provide the power for themselves anyways. What I'm driving out is, especially in Africa or third world nations in the world, it's quite important that you realize that electricity is the prerequisite for having a 24/7 economy. Electricity is a prerequisite for having a 24/7 economy. I will talk about the adverse effects under security later. So move on to education. Education is quite important because an educated populace will result into an unlimited nation. Let me put it that way. Once a populace, and education is not just about going to school. Education is about how open your mind is to learn things. So an educated populace make sound decisions, not based on sentiments, not based on whatever it is that they know. They make sound decisions based on facts, things that have happened, things that have happened in the past, things that is happening, things that will happen. So they deduce, you know, tendencies and all of that. whether you like it or not, as human beings, you think in that line. You gravitate towards products that has legacy, that has been known for so long, you know, and you also gravitate towards products that is, you know, raining now, which is happening right now, you know, and you also gravitate towards that in which will be in the future. So that's how one being's reason, actually. For the third one, economy. Economy is such a powerful tool, or a powerful topic rather, in the within the country, with the fact that if there's no economy, I don't think there's a nation, because a community or a nation doesn't exist without having commerce. Wherever you see two or three people buying and selling is happening, something is being traded. So economy is founded on that principle. There's something that is needed, you know, by someone else that you have that you can trade. And Lord, but that's the secret to wealth. It's about trading something that you have for something that you don't have, which is maybe money or network of friends that would equally pay back in kind in terms of expertise. You know, I mean, you've seen professionals do favors for others as volunteers, and when time for recommendation comes, day to day, you know, standing for them that okay, we've known this person, they've served with us, and all of that. So the fourth one is about infrastructure. Infrastructure. Okay, I think I should even put. Okay, infrastructure as we know it today is basically more of good roads, good facilities, good use of technology to interpret the needs of the people, good use of our space, our geographical space, to achieve beauty, to achieve relevance, to achieve coordinated development, such that, you know, it's not that you just build roads or build infrastructure because you just want to build infrastructure. A time will come whereby you need to start thinking about connectivity of your infrastructure. How much time does it take you to move from a location to another? You know, the essence of advancement is for us to have mediums whereby we can achieve things with loads of ease. I look forward to Nigeria where someone can live in Kaduna and work in Lagos. I look forward to a time in Nigeria where someone can live in Aba and work in Lagos. You say it's not possible? It's very possible. I look forward to a time in Nigeria where someone can live in Ibadan or live in Ondo and work in Lagos or work in Abuja, you know, or work in Kaduna or Kano. By they can either take a fast train or a speed train that takes them an hour or two to get to wherever it is that they need to get to, and when they close in the evening, they hop back on the train and they are back home. That kind of Nigeria will facilitate development across all states, and I think that's where restructuring is very, very important in the case of Nigeria anyways. So as to nations of the world, even till date, even in first world nations, they are still improving on education, improving on economy, improving on infrastructure, improving on electricity. You know, they are still building solar farms. They're still ensuring that they have improved ways of getting things done. So there's no really a time whereby you say you are fully developed. It's a continuous improvement on what was laid as a foundation yesterday. Last but not least is security. And security as in terms of defense. Now, whereby you want to ensure national security is safe. It is very important in a democracy to be able to defend your citizens within the four walls of your country and outside of the four walls of your country. You're always wondering why some nations recover their citizens from any part of the world. It's because they believe in the value for human lives. They value the life of every citizen. Let me tell you, at the cross of the greatest nations is the value for human lives. Write it down. A nation that values human life, you will see citizens die for that nation. Citizens put their lives on the line for the longevity of that nation. A nation that caters for the future of the unborn generation, you will see people stand in the gap against all odds for that nation. That is the difference between a developed country and an underdeveloped nation or country. That's different, actually. Nothing more. It's just that patriotic approach to nation building. That's all. Whereby they see their business as a patriotic means. They see their contribution to society as a patriotic means. That's all, basically. Nothing more, nothing less. Then another part of security I want to talk about is the part of social security, whereby I believe that we should have a democracy that impacts on income per capita of every strata of the demography of citizens, from millennials to baby boomers who are between 65 and above. You know, I believe that every thinking democratic economy or every thinking democratic government, even the non-democratic government, have such securities in place, whereby you have a social security system that ensures that as you leave school. These things used to be installed in Nigeria before. It used to be in Nigeria. People left school and were given cars. They left schools and they had jobs. Some people left schools, like their country sponsored their masters. So the honest truth about it is that those things have to be restored into the fabric of our brains. And I don't want to hear we don't have money, because we have money for the wrong things. We can always make happen for ourselves what we need to make happen for us to develop our nation. I tell you for free. We need a social security system, especially all nations in Africa, to cater for the vulnerable in society, to cater for the needs of those that are going to build the future of Africa, as well as those who are senior citizens in the nation, to ensure that they have something, some safety net as they age. So this is quite fundamental right now, and I really hope you get the concept. So if we are looking at a democratic process that doesn't affect the quality of lives, then that is not a democratic process. The goal of democracy is to make lives easier, to make people have access to the basic things they need to have their life, or make their lives better. That's all. Every other thing is just luxury. The basic essence of democracy is to make life easier for the citizens that you serve. That's all. A nation that works for all is a nation that prospers beyond generations. And the idea is this: we need to document things. One of the reasons why I do what I do is to document things. We don't document things around here. And I remember one of the times I really saw the importance was reading Lee Kuan Yew's story about Singapore. And he said he did the book from the third world to a first world nation because he wanted a new generation of Singaporeans to see the sacrifices that made a new nation or a prosperous nation possible, so that they don't throw it all away by wrong choices. And that is what documentation of history does. People are reminded what has been done for the freedom they enjoy today, so they can protect it and ensure that it's also passed down to another generation. That is the responsibility of data to the advancement of humanity, having verified facts and verified information documented such that the integrity of our history preserves our future. You get it. So every nation that has an identity has this in place. A lot of great things have happened on the continent of Africa, but because of lack of documentation, we don't even know how much of impact has been done across Africa. Yes, Africa may not have been as developed as it was, as we expect, but a time in our civilization, we were way ahead of the West. Why did the artifacts in Africa, why were they moved? We are ahead in terms of arts and sculpturing in that age. We're ahead in that area of creativity. So Africa has always been a creative continent, but the issue has been in recent times applying our creativity to the demands of the civilization of today. That's just the missing link. Once we get our minds around that, I believe Africa has the potential to be one of the most developed and prosperous continents in the world. All that is missing is leadership. Consistent leadership. So it's a generational baton that must be done with a lot of intentionality. People have to develop capacity to serve in the public space, capacity to build in the private sector as well, because both are important in the development of a nation. Nothing just happens around the world. Nations around the world develop a democracy that is responsible to the development of the future as well. So, without much to say, I really thank you for listening to this broadcast. I'll come your way next week on Thursday 8:30 p.m. rather. So thank you so much for listening. And remember, we're gonna have an expansion into a studio kind of experience. So then you'll be seeing my face. I won't just be talking to you on an audio platform. So I look forward to bringing content your way, and thank you so much for listening across almost 50 nations of the world. You are the reason why I do what I do. So enjoy the rest of your week. Cheers.